Welcome to The Poetry of Evil, the place where mental health intersects with poetry. I'm your host and the author of these poems, Daniel Virag. I am so glad that you are joining us from all over the world on this beautiful evening in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Please visit poetryofevil.com for all of your evil poetic needs, including transcripts of the poems, ways to comment on the material and submit your own material, and of course, our store. Tonight, we will talk about the sparkle of the divine, which exists even in the midst of all trauma. Often, when things are rough, all that it takes is a single second of hope in order to turn our lives around. And so the first poem is called Everything Brings You, and it's about the hope that we find in the present moment. Everything brings you towards this one instance of frailty and conceit, amidst the hunger and the pain. The frozenness of simony shatters in that one significant instance of contact, in that one mesmerizing second when two bodies meet. Are you able to keep your cool? Can you simply just exist and breathe and enjoy the singular beauty when everything you've wished for has been provided? It's calling you home, softly, gently, like a crimson whisper on an autumn day. Come side with me. Come be mine again. Tonight's second poem is called Forward, and it's about committing to healing. It's imprudent to make any promises as a writer, even maybe as a human being. Who knows what winds will blow tomorrow? And yet, in writing as in love, I think the only thing we can go by is an unadulterated commitment to serving the task at hand, be it verbal or metaphysical or both. For only when we approach writing as we do love, from the perspective of serving some higher power, do we come close to transmitting that which is essential, that which is universal. The next poem is called Here, Where You Are Formed and Deformed, and it's about the divine sense of place that comes with healing and realizing where we truly are. Here, when you are formed and deformed, in this emptiness and vastness that is space, here is when you were born and reborn. This is where you were birthed in grace. Here is where the tide was swollen when the birds came to feast at dawn. This is where the bridge was broken when the eagles and kestrels did spawn. This is the twinkle in that filigrane that is time, where the reticule of mercy met that mother of thine. This is the moment of erstwhile grace. This is the image of the human race. And finally, here is a poem called The Godchild, which celebrates the unadorned joy that exists in children, as well as the light within them. There is so much beauty in this world. Magically, you only have to look at the ridges between people's eyes to find the sweet spot of their affection. You but have to undo a single filament of their self-consciousness to unlock the secrets within, to have them exchanging blessings with you and delighting in your presence. You but have to underline a single element of their ebullience in order to grasp the godchild within their souls. Repeat after me the mantra, the waves of resounding Om. The harmony that exists within you and me is there for our rejoicing. Come sit in the crock of my elbow and celebrate the light within you and me. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a wonderful pleasure to share these poems with you tonight. This podcast is meant as a collaborative community where people can comment on the poems, submit poems of their own, and share their own mental health journeys. Please do visit us at poetryofevil.com. We take your privacy extremely seriously, and this is a safe space for you to share. Good night.